A visiting art exhibition in Portland's been getting some looks and encouraging members of Maine's gay, lesbian, trans, and queer communities to tell their personal stories. It's a multimedia installation called Eulogy for a Dyke Bar. It examines the history of these social spaces while also raising questions about why they're disappearing. Willis Ryder Arnold has our story.
USM professor Wendy Chapkis is seated next to the exhibit in the University of Southern Maine's Portland Campus Center's Area Gallery and describes what's before her.
Well, it has a giant neon sign on the wall that says Dyke Bar. It has a television that is playing on a loop, a documentary of local people telling their queer bar stories.
Inside the life-size fake bar are bottles, a jukebox, and a wall pasted with letters thanking the bar owners for their service. Chapkis, who teaches gender and sexuality studies, says she brought Eulogy for the Dyke Bar to campus as a capstone for a 3-year project. Querying the Past Maine, as it's called, documents oral histories from Maine's gay, lesbian, trans, and queer communities and presents that audio online. Chapkis says that for her generation, the Dyke Bar, a space that caters to lesbian clientele, was a cultural institution.
When I was coming out, the gay bar was the community center. It was the place where we did organizing. It was the place where we found each other. It was the place where we looked around a room and saw ourselves mirrored in the other faces around us, where we could flirt without it being risky.
Artist Macon Reed says she conceived the piece while living in a Chicago neighborhood that had no such bars. Reed now lives in New York City, but recently attended the Skowhegan School of Painting and Sculpture and trained in documentary studies at the Salt Institute in Portland years ago. She says her work at Salt influenced the Eulogy project.
So I feel like Salt really kind of sparked that excitement about storytelling in me. I mean, it seems almost like now I'm using the visual art as an excuse to create these elaborate installations that then I just have people tell me stories inside of.
And those stories are an integral part of exhibiting the installation. Each presentation is paired with a storytelling event in which people share their bar stories and the influence that the experience of those spaces had on their lives. At one such event last month in Portland, captured on video, Sarah Holmes shared her memories of turning 21 at Sisters, a bar in Portland that has since closed.
It was a place where we were at home and we were part of a family that was in some ways far stronger than blood could ever be, far stronger than, you know, legal connections or legal equality could ever be. It was a place that was ours.
Artist Macon Reed says stories like Holmes might help bridge the generational gap between those who have been able to experience Dyke Bars and those who have not. It also prompts questions about why these gathering spaces have been in decline in the LGBTQ community in recent years. Reed attributes their closures in part to the fact that women face a wage gap that makes it difficult to support these businesses. And, she says, the assimilation and broader acceptance of gay, lesbian, and queer cultures have also contributed to the decline of lesbian-specific spaces.
If you can go to Applebee's now and be gay, like, do you need to just go to the Dyke Bar and be gay?
Beneath the neon Dyke Bar sign, Professor Chapkis says that sharing those stories and exhibiting Eulogy for the Dyke Bar is an act of resistance, a testament to an evolving culture that won't succumb to prejudice.
We're going to make our history accessible to the public. We're going to record it. We're going to perform it. We're not going to be silenced. We're not going to be erased.
The exhibit closes December 7th. It's been shown at the influential Pulse Art Fair in New York, but this is the first time that it's been shown in a smaller city, such as Portland. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Willis Ryder Arnold.